San Diego's housing market splits in two as unemployment holds steady. San Diego County's unemployment rate held at 4.7% in July on an unadjusted basis, tied for the highest point so far this year and up from a revised 4.5% in June. Seasonally adjusted, the county came in at 4.3%, according to economist Daniel Enemark of the San Diego Regional Policy and Innovation Center, placing San Diego in the middle of California's county rankings, trailing Orange County at 4.2% and San Francisco at 3.9%, while outperforming Los Angeles at 5.2% and Riverside at 5%. A portion of that increase reflects seasonal patterns. Teachers and school support staff on summer break reliably pushed July's rate upward, 0.9%. The housing market is splitting along a sharp line between property types. Single-family detached homes carry a countywide median between $1,074,000 and $1,085,000 through mid-2026 depending on the data source, up roughly 5.8 to 5.9% year-over-year, and those properties are holding value. Condos and townhomes tell a different story. Older buildings are down 10 to 15% from their 2022 peaks, battered by HOA fees that have surged 60 to 70% in recent years, and special assessments for deferred maintenance running between $10,000 and more than $100,000 per unit in some buildings. Inventory is building, 8,248 listings countywide as of May, and the median time on market for single-family homes has stretched to 33 days, near a five-year high, a marked shift from the 18-day pace seen earlier this year. Mortgage rates sitting between 6.41% and 6.70% through August have pushed cash buyers to more than 25% of the market, up from a historical norm of 15 to 20%. On the investment side, Montage International paid $147 million to acquire the 317-room Pendry San Diego Hotel, a substantial hospitality bet on downtown's long-term trajectory. Separately, Amber Hotel Company listed the 126-suite Ramada Suites by Wyndham near Hotel Circle for $11 million, signaling activity across multiple tiers of the hospitality asset market. The Pendry acquisition in particular carries a signal. Montage International's portfolio skews toward high-end resort properties, and committing $147 million to a downtown San Diego asset represents a vote of confidence in the Gaslamp and Convention Corridor at a moment when commercial office vacancy remains elevated.